إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا، أما بعد. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him for His endless bounties upon us. There is not a single bounty we enjoy except that it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the favors of Allah are great and very important for us. Yet the greatest of all of these favors is to be guided to al-Islam, to be Muslim, to be a Muslimah, to be on the path that Allah has chosen for His servants, al-Islam, that guarantees for anyone who understood it correctly and apply it within their abilities, to the best of their abilities. Allah has guaranteed for such a person joy and happiness in this life, a life full of joy, stability, ease. And yet Allah has prepared for such a person a great reward, paradise. And I'm sure you know, when you hear this term paradise, I'm sure you know at least enough that make you happy. Because the Jannah is a beautiful place. Unlike this world here, yes, you may be happy sometimes and sad so many others. You may get certain things and there is a lot of other things that you cannot get. You get sick, you get tired. People look at you funny. You worry, but there is no worries in the Jannah. Nothing but joy and happiness. May Allah make us from the people of Jannah. We have to keep that in mind. That's why we're here on earth. Allah created us for a purpose. We're not here to just play and get up and eat and do whatever He wants to do. No. Alhamdulillah for Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for a reason, to worship Him alone. And everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated for us, if we act upon it sincerely and in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it will guarantee for us a better life. And yet, we will get the great reward when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing me this opportunity to sit before you, my daughters. And after that, I will thank your teacher, Jazakallahu khaira, or teachers who have invited me. And I shouldn't be invited. Actually, I should be the one who take the first step. And I would like, if the teachers don't mind, or inshallah, if they can look at the schedule, I will make myself available, not only one Sunday a month, but every Sunday, inshallah, to talk to you and to present some advices, which in reality, these advices, I'm the first one that benefit from. As you're going to hear, inshallah, ta'ala, these advices that we're going to present today, alhamdulillah, they are very beneficial. So I thank your teachers, whether it is one or more than that, for wanting good for you. Because you come here, and you should come by choice. You should love to be here, at the masjid, at the school, which is called Duksi, to learn the Book of Allah, the Arabic language, the meanings of the Quran, to learn from the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, the good manners of Al-Islam. Because that's what's going to bring joy, happiness, stability, serenity, and peace of mind to our lives. That's what's going to help us to make better decisions. Because we, and especially you, the teenagers, you're faced with many choices. It's like someone who's driving and they get to a point when there is so many roads in front of them, and which one to take? They got to take one road that take them to where they want to be. So alhamdulillah, we have Islam, and you should be grateful and thank Allah first, then thank your parents for bringing you here, and thank your teachers for all the efforts they put forward to teach you and to make sure that you grow up on the right path. And I would like to thank you too for being here, alhamdulillah. So I want to just to draw your attention to the importance of this matter. We're not here for entertainment. Most definitely I'm not here because I'm bored, I got nothing else to do. But I look at me sitting here before you as a ni'mah from Allah, a favor from Allah upon us to discuss some of the matters of our religion. So therefore I will begin and by 10 pieces of advice for the Muslim teenager. And this is not something that I have prepared myself. Alhamdulillah for the technology. I just spent some time and search, and I find this article that was written by one of the women. May Allah reward her, at least according to the name. May Allah reward her tremendously for putting together these pieces of advice. Even though that the article, I changed the title. The article has other title, but I choose to give it this title, 10 Pieces of Advice for the Muslim Teenager. This piece of advice are very important. What I'm going to do, I'm going to read all of them first, from 1 to 10, so you know how important they are. And then I will come back, inshallah ta'ala, and elaborate on a couple of them. And we leave the others for the next Sunday, unless if you have another program, inshallah, I will be at your teacher's disposition, inshallah ta'ala. Number one, be truthful. Be truthful, that's number one. Number two, be trustworthy. Be trustworthy. Number three, be grateful to your parents. Be grateful to your parents. Point number four of these 10 pieces of advice for the Muslim teenager, exercise patience and self-restraint. For those who cannot write it fast, mashallah, just skip it. Write whatever you can. I will provide this list, inshallah ta'ala, to your teacher, inshallah ta'ala, and you can look at it maybe, inshallah, next week or something, or inshallah. Number four, exercise patience and self-restraint. Number five, stay focused. Stay focused. Number six, be determined. It's about determination. Number seven, avoid idle talk. Anything that has no benefit for you, doesn't bring you no benefit, leave it alone. Avoid idle talk. Number eight, don't be attracted by worldly things. Don't make it your main concern, just you want whatever you see. Don't be attracted by worldly things. And number nine, don't waste your time. And money, if you have it, of course. Any of it you have. Don't waste your time. And number 10, be pious. Taqwa. So, inshallah ta'ala, be pious, yes. All right, we go back now. Now, inshallah, you can write them down. If you miss anything, you can write them down as I bring point by point. And you need to pay attention, of course, right? Inshallah. The first point we mentioned is about as-sidq, truthfulness. Be truthful. Being truthful is the most difficult thing for teenagers in this competitive society. Yes, indeed. Illa man rahim Allah. Except from those that Allah has mercy on them and guide them to say the truth. Being truthful is the most difficult thing for teenagers in this competitive society. They are often tempted to lie out of fear of parents or teachers. Naam, the teenagers, they are often tempted to lie out of fear of parents or teachers. If, for example, you didn't do your homework, you may want to invent a lie in order to avoid punishment. If you make a mistake, you may try to conceal the truth from your parents. So that's what some of the teenagers, they think, okay, by lying, that's the easy way out of the problem, and they just make it difficult for themselves, not only with the parents, but also with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But keep one thing in your mind. If you decide to be truthful, and you should because you're a Muslimah, and truthfulness leads to the Jannah, as we're going to hear later on. But keep one thing in your mind. If you decide to be truthful, you will be away from sins. That's the first fruit. The beauty from so many beautiful fruits of being truthful, now that keep you away from sins. And you will do your schoolwork on time, or your chores that your mother or father assigned to you, so that you can avoid telling lies. You will observe unusual success, not only in this world, but also in the hereafter. If you speak the truth, your life be in order. People around you, they will appreciate you. They will respect you. They will love you. Because you're a person who speaks the truth, not lie. They love those who are truthful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, this is the day, min yawm al-qiyamah, when the truthful will benefit from their truthfulness. For them, look what Allah has prepared for those who used to speak the truth. Never lie. Say, yeah, I didn't do it. Yes, I was reluctant. Yeah, I should have done better. Yeah, I made the mess, not my little sister, me. That was me that made that mess. That was me that broke that jar. Yes, I shouldn't listen to your mother. Yes, I went there without letting you know. No. Don't try to blame it on others. Don't try to lie thinking that that's going to get you out of the problem. It's just going to make it worse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for them are gardens in paradise, those who used to speak the truth and they used to be truthful. For them are gardens in paradise beneath which rivers flow, wherein they will abide forever. Allah being pleased with them and they with Him. This is the great attainment. This is the Surah 5, verse 119. Surah number 5, verse 119. Also, our noble Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad said, as narrated by Abdullah radiallahu anhu, truthfulness leads to righteousness. As-sidqu yahdi ila al-birr. And righteousness leads to paradise. Allahu Akbar. We're here in this dunya so that we can make it to the Jannah, to paradise. What's going to lead us to paradise? Not money. Not who you are, what family you come from. Truthfulness, speaking the truth, and staying away from lying, leads to righteousness, and righteousness leads to paradise. And a man or a person keeps on telling the truth until he becomes a truthful person. Falsehood leads to wickedness or evil doing, and wickedness leads to the hellfire.
And a man or a person may keep on telling lies until he or she is written before Allah a liar. Allahu Akbar. This colleague by Imam Bukhari.
So we learn from this point here that the importance of speaking the truth. Be truthful with your parents. Be truthful with your siblings. Be truthful with
your teachers,
with one another. Never speak a lie. Because Allah does not like lies. And if you have heard what Allah has prepared for those who are truthful in the Jannah. Number two, be trustworthy. Be trustworthy.
That's the second point.
Do your parents rely on you? Did you ever ask yourself this question? Do your parents rely on you? Do your teachers rely on you? What about your friends? What about your friends? Do they really rely on you? If they can't rely on you, so how are you going to interact with them? If your parents cannot rely on you, how are you going to interact with them? How your life is going to be with them? Likewise, if your teachers cannot rely on you and your friends, you need to be trustworthy in order to gain a prominent place in your society, in your family, amongst your friends. It will help you to attain success. Now, of course, truthfulness and being trustworthy will help you to attain success in your life, and you'll never be deceived. Just take a glance at the biography of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was trustworthy among his companions. He was trustworthy among his wives. Yet even he was trustworthy amongst non-Muslims. Even non-Muslims, he was trustworthy amongst them. And many relied on him when involved in business transactions. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 256, لا إكراه في الدين, the ayah starts like that, there shall be no compulsion in acceptance of the religion of Islam. The right course has been clear, has become clear from the wrong one. So whoever disbelieves in taghut, false deities, and believes in Allah alone, has grasped the most trustworthy handhold with no break in it. And Allah is hearing and knowing. This is the second thing, inshallah ta'ala. Number one, be truthful. Number two, be trustworthy. And number three, be grateful to your parents. Be grateful to your parents, your father and your mother. And of course, the ulama, they says, included in this is your grandparents as well. Teenagers usually try to avoid their parents. I don't know why, because it's been a long while since I've been a teenager. Maybe I forgot. Maybe you know. Maybe you can rely on something. But this is a reality. Illa man rahim Allah. Teenagers usually try to avoid their parents. They don't want to talk to them. They don't want to spend time with them. The parents are the last persons on earth to know about the plans of the teenagers. Teenagers usually try to avoid their parents. They don't want their parents interfering in their lives. Yes. Many teenagers, they're like, no way. Parents? Especially when someone say, inform your parents. You're right. My parents? No way. My parents got to stay out of this. La. But no guidance is better in this world than that of your parents. No one loves you more than your parents do. No one wants good for you more than your parents. And they're sincere. Unlike some friends around you, yes, you may have some sincere friends, but you have to really look hard to find those. But your parents, they love you. They care about you. They want nothing but good for you. No guidance is better than of your that of your parents. They too have dreams about you, and they desire to see these dreams come true. They may have endured a lot of difficulties that you haven't seen. Why? Because you were a baby. When you were a baby, your parents have to go through a lot of things to keep a roof on your head and food on a table and many other things. And as you grow now and you become a teenager, you should appreciate what your parents have done for you. Now you're 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, or more or less. And all of the sudden, you're going to be, you still live with them and you go unnoticed. They are unnoticed to you and what they do for you. Now you have to appreciate what your parents have done for you. They may have endured a lot of difficulties that you haven't seen. So be grateful to Allah first, then to your parents, and seek their advice in everything you do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, chapter 31, verse 14, and we have enjoined upon men care for his parents. That's an obligation. His mother carried him or her, increasing her in weakness upon weakness, and his weaning is in 2 years. Be grateful to me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and to your parents. To me is the final destination. We may have to, inshallah ta'ala, squeeze another or two pieces of advice, and then we open the floor for the questions if you have any, inshallah. Number four, exercise patience and self-restraint. Exercise patience and self-restraint. As a teenager, and especially for us here, we live in a non-Muslim country, and there is so many temptations that surround us and the environments and many things. A lot of things, shaitan, keep in mind, shaitan is the wicked enemy to us, an open enemy. And then some bizarre yet crazy ideas come to your mind. You desire to do something or to go somewhere and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's listening to music or mixing with boys that you have no business mixing with, or just going to the mall and wasting a lot of time. You broke, you got no money, but just want to go spend 3 hours in a mall. By the way, that's loitering and it's not permitted. It's not allowed. Yes, as a teenager, you may have certain things that are haram. You know, you see, like as a girl, you see a boy in a school, in the street, in a parking lot with the masjid, and what is your reaction now? You know that these things are prohibited. It's prohibited in Islam to listen to music, to smoke, to have a drink, to talk to boys that it's not permissible for you to talk to, or look at them, or glance at them, and the like. But alhamdulillah for Islam. So you should control yourself for the sake of Allah. Now, certain people, they don't desire these things. Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. But we human, if you see these things and you feel, have a desire for them, then remember, I'm Muslim, and I'm going to die, and I'm going to stand in front of Allah, and the only thing that's going to help me is doing the things that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you about to do these things, you think about these things, though your mind tempts you to have another glance, for example, so restrain yourself for the sake of Allah. It's normal. It's normal if you desire certain things, because we're a human being. But what to do? That's what we're talking about. What is the right approach? Are you just going to follow your desires, talk to anybody you want, go whenever you want, eat whatever, drink whatever, look at anything you want, listen to anything you want? No. The Muslima, she's like, la, 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 I got an issue here. I shouldn't be looking. I shouldn't be listening to these things. I shouldn't be, I should be careful, actually. Another example, if one of your friends scolds you for no reason, they just came at you, you this, that. And your mind insists you to fight back. Yes, you can not only say, reply in words, but you may even physically harm them. That's what goes through your mind at that moment. But you can't control yourself, and you should. You should control yourself and hold patience. And these are some common circumstances teenagers face in this challenging world. And if you exercise self-restraint and patience, you will have no regret whatsoever and will attain great heights in your life. Some girls, they think, oh, the real life is they don't listen to their parents, they leave the they don't pay attention to their advices. They don't pay attention to the advice of the teachers. They think just when they are alone, and they think they are alone, because you cannot escape Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angels are always with you, writing down whatever you do, whatever you say. Some teenagers, they even lie to their parents. Oh, I'm going to be with Sister Fatima or Aisha or whatever name on. And then they're in a mall. They're, I don't know where, some street, playing games, mixing with boys, whatever the case is. And they think they're smart. They think that they're smart, but actually they're only hurting themselves. Because first, they lie. Number two, they are not honest. And number three, they're getting themselves in trouble. Usually those girls, they get in trouble with the law. And with their parents, their reputation is in stake. And most definitely, the most important thing, that they get in trouble with their Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And lastly, what we're going to mention is focus, stay focused, and we'll leave the other five for next week or whenever the teacher decides, inshallah. Stay focused. Do you daydream during class? Here are some questions. Do you daydream during class when the teacher is teaching you and talking, and yes, your body is here at Masjid Tawheed on this carpet, but your mind, I don't know where it is. Your mind is, you're flying high. You're not here. You're not even here. But your body is here. Teacher is talking. Nothing going through your mind. Can you make a brief account of what you learned a few minutes ago? Ask yourself. Can you make a brief account of what you learned a few minutes ago? Can you pay full attention when you're performing a task? These are just a few attention problems faced by teenagers. A simple way to solve them is to focus on prayer, salat, Allahu Akbar. Salat is the solution for your problems, for our problems, all of us. A simple way to solve these problems, you're not focused, you can't even remember what person said to you, you got hard time remembering, and you keep asking others, hey, what the teacher just said, hey, can I? A simple way to solve these problems is to focus on prayer. If you pay complete attention to your salat, you learn to grant the same concentration to your other activities. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a verses 9 to 11 from the chapter 23, and they who carefully maintain their prayers, those are the inheritors who will inherit al-Firdaus, they will abide therein eternally. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us anew from them. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us beneficial knowledge. that produces racist actions. May Allah protect you, my daughters, my teenager Muslim daughters. May Allah protect you from the evil of the shaitan, the wickedness of your own selves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you righteous and aid you and help you to be a good Muslima. Alhamdulillah, take advantage of your time, the opportunity that Allah has given you. As for myself and for the teachers here and the imam, alhamdulillah, we will do whatever, inshallah ta'ala, with our abilities to be there for you, to assist you, to help you, to guide you, inshallah ta'ala, so that you stay on the path that is pleasing to Allah. I ask Allah to keep us all firm upon it. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. So now, inshallah ta'ala, if you have any correction, something you want me to repeat, you have any